Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Very heavy these, by the way.
Yeah, I'll get onto it. The mags are a bit heavier. I hope you like it, people. I explain that the printer made a mistake and made more colour than there should have been. But it's looked nicer, and actually we've been talking. Hello, it's Red News Podcast 259, everyone. Quick mag point is that if we do make the campaign in April, that we will hopefully go all colour next season. It's going to cost £200 per mag more, but he's got a deal for us. So actually think that would be quite nice to go all colour, because it would make such a difference with the greyness. Anyway, so what I was thinking is the campaign won't start early. We started in March last year. We won't do that. We'll do it around the Red News anniversary, because it gives you actually less time, probably helps you. But just bear it in mind, because in a world where you go to the same coffee shops, you go to the same chains, the same shops all around, this is independent. We're, you know us, you're us as well, with all your contributions, so please support us. Right, do you know what does my head in? The United app pinging me when we've conceded another goal. It's like Manchester United 0, Crystal Palace 1. Ping, I don't want to know this. Turn your fucking notifications off when we're losing. Is a new low was, it said something along the lines of, you probably got it, Phil Bardsley, Manchester United, Fulham, something, prediction, something. And I just thought, I've looked at my phone thinking that could be an emergency ping. Right. Hello, everyone. I was running out of things to say there. I don't know how Ben and Zayden do it, because this is my third game in 5 days, Man U Mad. I enjoyed. We went to the Youth Cup game on Friday, and I really enjoyed it. It's much different seeing it in person. I don't go as often as I should. There was a good United turnout, a good atmosphere, good singing. Albert enjoyed it, and then he got really tired. But I thought Camerson was excellent. Have I pronounced that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then was it Dowman for them?
Yeah.
Camerson going forward, I'm not, get him in the first team, but I just thought, God, that's novel. That's seeing a right fullback doing what Deleu should be doing. And it was just joy to see a player who knew what his role was. And I suppose we dig Deleu out too much, but he is irritating. I thought the space he left gaps on Wednesday was ridiculous. And Dowman for them was, like I said to Ben earlier, just, if we grab these players early, grab him. He's 15. An Arsenal fan said they're fast-tracking him into the first team. They've been hyping him up for a year and a half. He was absolutely unbelievable. And I know that's not a prerequisite, but it's just no pressure. So when you go and see a United game thinking, yeah, you want them to win, but there's none of the angst and that. And just loads of kids around. And I think we had about 30% of the ground, if not more, when we scored. The only thing I would say is extra time, I think, is a bit much on kids. You could tell they were knackered, and I know we got the winner in it, but just thought, I think it's a bit cruel on them, because they're all just dead on their legs.
It's true, forgot extra time and then penalties.
Yeah. What do you think?
I just think it's, you might say it's a bit too much, but then again, how are you going to get him up to first team football in a way when you do play extra time in competitions if they need to be called upon? But that result was quality, and that's without your best player as well, that Chidi Obi Martin. And that's with Baby Ankeri just feeling his way back from injury as well, from a shoulder operation. And obviously, you're also missing Shay Lacey out of there, who's probably, if you listen to a lot of people, he's one of the really exciting prospects that people are looking forward to seeing if he can make it to the first team, because he's an exciting player, Shay Lacey.
We're good periods of really passing the ball, pinging it around.
And Jim Freitz, he's another David Beckham.
Yeah.
Honestly, his delivery is top notch, from free kicks, corners.
Dead ball situation. We scored two goals, so it was just, we could get City in the final, which. Right, so I've gone through TikTok, which we don't do very often, but there are three significant TikTok videos of Red News this season. It is me nearly in tears on Wednesday. It is Nick Storm Darrow versus Forrest pissing it down. And then whoever we played on the 24th of September or around that point, Nick's going, can I quit this season already? And that is just the rain. So, my hate of the fucking decade is the rain. Anyway,
it's not going to rain today.
And you told me the clouds are high, so if the clouds are high, that's a good sign. Gladiators, I hated the original. I despise the new one. Albert loves it and wants to go. I've got a conundrum in life that, God, if I had to go to see the Gladiators live. There's a bloke called Hammer in it, wearing fucking lycra and showing his bollocks, basically, on primetime TV. I'm thinking...
So that's why you want to go?
No! Then there's Mark Clattenburg, bad enough that he's now a referee in Gladiator. He's lifted in the air by a female gladiator in the air, and I go, am I watching this? Is this a surreal moment in my life? Is this the Truman Show? And I thought, I'd rather watch us play Bournemouth at home again than this.
I've still got a signed postcard from Wolf.
Wolf, eh?
Why have you paid? Did you get it? And why have you still
it
got it?
It was obviously mid-90s. And he was
obviously
turning on,
last week.
He was turning on the Christmas lights at Birchwood Shopping Centre.
Yes. Why would you keep that?
Why would you not? I'll send you a picture. That could be the photo.
Right.
And another thing on Gladiators as well, we've got a health and safety video. We have to put every new employee through at work, and it's hosted by Jet from Gladiators as well.
Right. This is the truth. Right. James and William just bought a mic. They said they've been trying, you know, they've got the support. And I said, I mentioned them on the pod. Thanks for stopping by, because they'd seen how bad it was on Wednesday. And they also said that I persuaded them, I think, after much persuasion, because they said Fulham have a chance. And I said, I hope Fulham have a meltdown like 2 years ago when Mitrovic lost his shit and it was really comedy for 10 minutes. But so I persuaded them that we'll have a narrow win. So, hello, Nick.
Hiya, welcome.
What did you make?
We're supposed to talk about Gladiators.
No, let's cease that. Ever?
Yeah, I watched it when it was the 90s, but I'm not watching the remake of it now. I've got better things to do on a Saturday.
Get it on iPlayer.
All right, yeah.
Where's your mojo of things?
I'm really excited today.
You're all in the cup, aren't you?
I'm so giddy for the cup. I don't really care about the Premier League. I know people say, well, it's an extra £4 million per place, but I'm just not arsed about it. They've just sapped the life out of me for that. So I'm saving all my energy and all my mojo and all my effing and jeffing for today. So I think we'll get beat. Don't get me wrong.
Big it up. Kicking the bollocks.
I'm all in today. I think we'll get beat off these, and I think we'll get beat off Saucy Dad Sammy. I'm in for all of it.
So. I think we're right. I'm going to keep, because now we've won one game of association football, I'm going to keep going with this prediction of 0-1 or 2-1, Bruno, 89th minute, getting us out of the dirt. And I'm going to say that every game until we stop winning. Your cat purring last pod really disturbed me, like Blofeld. Did you hear it in the background?
No.
The purring noise was quite significant. I said, what are you doing with that cat?
She's just a happy cat.
But obviously. Amarin, where are you? We discussed it when you weren't here on Wednesday.
Still not changed on it. I've still done nothing to impress me. I think the squad's very, very thin. That's not going to help him out. I don't think he's going to get any better. And just to echo again what Shane said on the last podcast, which is, this is his team for next season as well, and if he's getting nothing out of them now, he's going to certainly get something out of them next year. So I think he's on a highway to nothing, and I can't see him lasting this calendar year.
No, for God's sake. Paul, where's your United mojo? You're on the pod.
Yes, mate. Well,
how are you feeling about things?
Not very well.
No.
Not happy about it. I do worry about the manager. I mean, people keep telling me give him a chance, but I don't see how he changes the personnel. If he can't change his system and he can't change the personnel, then, yeah, I am worried.
I do think the more...
Finally, a sensible take on this podcast.
I do think he needs to adapt more.
We were just saying this. Even when you're... when you're making substitutions, if something's not working, you tweak it, yeah. Don't you? But he doesn't. He changes personnel, but not system.
It's like for life.
And I got a bit peeved with people keep saying, well, Ten Hag hasn't got a system. But is it better to have no system and try to adapt to games than just be a one-trick pony? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I think we've got to stick with him.
Two trophies, yeah. Because he was adaptable and would change it around for it.
Well, if we had him...
He averages trophies.
I'm not going to say, like, I wish Eric was here, but if we had Eric here,
we'd
probably
be higher up in the league.
We'd have a chance in the cup. But as Nathan's point is, Amarin wanted to come to the start of the pre-season.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've plonked him in a shit show that is even more of a shit show than usual.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, yeah, I understand everybody that says give Amarin a chance, and I'm not having a go at him. But I do, as you've just alluded to, is when you're talking about bringing in somebody in the middle of a season when you can't change the personnel, I think
but
he's on the...
be able to change personnel terribly much. you know.
Well, it's going to be ducking and diving to do it, isn't it?
Sell big names.
Yeah, that's where it's going to go, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get money for Rashford, won't we?
You think? The more, the better Rashford does, is the better for us.
Yeah,
you know,
because
like
we'll get more money for him.
I've never really wanted to discuss him, even though I'm asking you about him. But I really like him off field, and then I suddenly started thinking, it sounds like Van Gaal, where I really love the person off the pitch, the charisma, he's saying. But the football. But then we showed. Look, all I said is, like last week, have a response from Everton, and we saw a bit of that against Ipswich. The second half was I really enjoyed it. I didn't mind the fist pumping because you've got to start from a low bar, but we've got to build on it.
Oh yeah,
we can't have more kicks in the
ball. The thing is listen, you're only as good as your last result. We beat a poor Ipswich team. Let's not beat about the bush, but then build on that. As you say, surely there's a bit of confidence starts to come back,
it's
and
got
then
to, because to lift the mood, mood's rock bottom, isn't it?
Yeah,
all right, Paul,
absolutely.
So cheers for that. Sorry to interrupt you.
Right,
cheers, Paul. Thanks.
Yeah.
Right, a couple of things is I have a countdown to spring, which I'll also post. That I count down 151 days to now that spring is in the air, and not one person. When I posted the picture, I'd tick it off each day like a prison sentence. Took the piss. I thought that was good. You know, spam. They're saying spam on emails is getting like algorithm that it can it's going to fine tune. I got one spam offering a Guinness Nitro that had a clearly dodgy link. I think they're bloody listening into me now. And then the other week, I got Roman Abramovich needs to transfer $800 million to you. This week, Sir Jim Ratcliffe wants to transfer $80 million to my account.
That's
I
nice
thought,
spin.
Is that true? But right. Nick, right.
What we're being called out for now?
No, it's for an observation that the Glazers have done badly. You were to explain quickly the self-critique the players do anonymously about the NFL and the Tampa Bay never come up very high.
I actually quite like it. I know it's quite American, but it's at the end of the NFL season, all 32 teams do a player survey. Now, the downside is they don't tell you how many players they've asked or which players they've asked, obviously, because it's anonymous. But every single year, the Glazers come up on negative on the same kind of things. Changing room, locker room, as they call it over there, is always one of the lowest in the NFL, which is bizarre. And when I went and did the stadium tour, obviously, being a Buccaneers fan, they don't let you in the home dressing room, which I think is really bizarre. So they obviously know something's not right with it. They ended up really low on service to players' family. Over there, they do get the meals paid for, like all the, you know, food and all of that. But childcare is not paid for while the games are on as well. So they've cut back on that, and now people are being forced to basically pay for the creche that's there and stuff. So they come up bottom in the league for most of the stuff. The only ones that they ever come up top on is coaches. They always like signing the best coaches, and that's one thing that, in fairness, I think they've always tried to do here. That's one thing that I will say that they tried to do. They tried to do the right thing in Eric. You know, we all thought Mourinho probably should have been having a go at it. So I think they've always done that there. And they've always done that in the NFL. They've always gone for the top coaches, but that's the only thing they've ever come
up. Are they keeping hold of this one? Was it a successful season for them if they're getting knocked at the playoffs?
Yeah.
Because it's a bizarre way of doing it.
Yeah, of course. The thing is for us is that I think it's a really easy pitch to come and play for the Buccaneers. You're in Florida and the climate's easier and there's a lot less tax. So you should be able to attract better players to your team. So therefore, we should obviously be a lot higher up. Now, we've made the playoffs for the last five seasons running. And for our NFC side of it, is no other team has done that. You know, even the teams that have won the Super Bowl haven't made it for the last 5 years. So there is success there at the moment. And what they've done is they've built by not spending a load of money. They've done it by building through the draft and getting younger players in, which is obviously what we're starting to see from here now with Chido and, you know, and Heaven and stuff. So I actually think there's been some similarities that have been done. There are some positive and encouraging signs, but it's interesting that both of them are going through the same mark down in terms of facilities at both sets of them. So what I don't get online is when you see all these United fans berating Tampa Bay Buccaneers fans and Buccaneers fans berating United fans, where they should be, in my opinion, and I know I'm biased because I'm on both sides of it, but they should be in unison to unite for it. The downside is, though, is that the ownership over in Tampa now has been really lessened down. There's no protest against them because they're winning every week, and that's the problem. So as soon as they're winning, that goes away.
Yeah, but that does happen here.
It's interesting you say about the facilities not being good, because one, there's some, like someone pointed out that United go and play in America every year, pretty much.
Yeah,
but never play in Tampa.
Yeah,
like you'd think that'd be common sense, wouldn't it? But then I did see someone saying, is that because they don't want
protests on their own front door,
or the United side to see the facilities over there that are better. Yeah. But then that's interesting. You say that they're not good.
He's far superior to what I've seen from Carrington, and this 50 million or whatever they spent on doing up, it's still going to be better than that. And that is fair play to it. But the council spent that money. That wasn't the goal.
But also, the Carrington was, it was downgraded 5-10 years ago again, never doing the things preempting Old Trafford. If they'd have done it 20 years ago, we wouldn't be having these conversations. Right, quick one. Rugger buggers is a hate. I'll get onto the hates of the week. That you pubs that show rugby that don't show football, and then they don't ever show football, they don't even have TVs, and then suddenly the rugger buggers come out and they live rugby Six Nations in this pub. Or you fancy a quiet pint, like randomly, and then you go in and the pub, there's no football on today, that'll be all right. It's fucking full of rugger buggers. Can't stand them. Right, other thing is the Mickey Thomas with the stress. I was right last pod. It was him who got off the plane. He goes to say, and this is the thing under Sexton when they were going on a Malaysia pre-season. He just got off the plane. He was on the due to go. So he says about the pressure about United, which I often say, it eats players. I went from years in Wrexham living at home to the incredible pressure of being a Manchester United player. I loved it, and I think the fans loved me, but it all got too much for me. In the end, I thought the only way to get out was to just try something so bad, nothing nasty, just really naughty. So on the plane at Heathrow for an end of season trip to Malaysia, I just said to the other lads, I'm getting off. Lou Macari, Joe Jordan and a few of the others all bet me a tenner I wouldn't do it. But I just walked off the plane, asked them to keep the doors open, caught the shuttle back to Manchester and earned 50 quid in bets to pay for it. The chairman had me in his office. I told him it wasn't about money, but they had to get away now. They were probably a bit fed up with me anyway because I'd done a disappearing act once or twice before. I'd missed a penalty though at Stretford End with 57,000 people in Old Trafford. I know I'd blown it for them and I just went missing for a week. Dave Sexton was great about it when I finally got myself back to the training ground and the team were back. He told me to forget it and said that no one else had wanted to take it and that at least I had the bottle to have a go. United are a great club and were brilliant to me, but the pressure to win is overbearing. You are following in the footsteps of people like Charlton Law and Best. How many people are up to that? It's immense. But I wouldn't change a thing. I've played for some great clubs and been all around the world with Wales. And this was when he was still playing. But, right, so that's just apropos. That and the other thing, Nathan, what's your prediction today?
Again, a scrappy win. I'll say we'll win.
Nick and Nathan are going to pod after. I'm not because I've got to get off.
Hopefully not extra time.
Not extra time.
Oh God! One, scrappy 1-0.
And penalties.
2-1.
2-1. Right. And next season, if a goalie hangs on to the ball longer than 8 seconds. The other team gets a corner.
I like that.
Do you?
Love it. Love it.
Do you know they've been testing it out.
Fucking hell, could you imagine?
Do you know the ref? Do you know what the ref does?
When we're trying to start an attack. But that's got 9 corners a game.
If it wasn't bad enough, Unana now will.
They're going to get about 9 corners a game, aren't they?
Does the ref blow the whistle, tap his watch and go?
The ref in the trial has been moving his arm like it's a clock.
Oh God. Can you imagine?
Can you mic him? Michael Oliver, how do you miss that red card yesterday? I mean, a man is nearly decapitated on the football pitch.
Is it 8 seconds though? Because the rule was 6 seconds.
It was, yeah.
So why is it changing so
much? Yes, good man. Right.
How are you doing?
One. What's the prediction today?
Well, with this team, I don't know. It's a roller coaster, isn't it? Well, I think we've got to give him time, but it confused me with some of his team selections. I don't know, but I think we've got to stick. We can't keep changing the manager. But he's inherited a bad squad to start with. The money we've wasted, haven't we? We've wasted so much money. But I think we can do it today. I think it'll be close.
You've been all right, though, mate. Here you go. Sorry. You love the mag, don't you?
So I love it.
Thank you. That means so. What would you say to a person listening who's never bought it?
I'd say buy it. Some of the stories what are in there are absolutely brilliant.
Thank you, mate.
You know, some of the old reds that are writing in there when it was a proper football club.
Cheers, mate. Keep the faith. Yeah. See you later. Yeah. Thanks for that. Right. Hates of the week.
Donald Trump and 75 million people voted for him. That argument with Zelensky yesterday was embarrassing.
And the fact that that was actually allowed to be on television was just a disgrace. What an absolute joke that you're sitting there and trying to campaign for
peace. I don't watch the news anymore.
It is genuinely frightening, that video. And the fact that he gives him a shove, like a little patronising little shove and puts his hand on his shoulder.
It's
just
how scary is some of the AI fights? It looks so real. You know the AI fights that they've shown afterwards of them scrapping? Yeah. It's like, how real is that? How scary? Thankfully, I'm such a non-entity that no one is ever going to AI me. That's a, like, that's a safe thing that I can be reassured. Because otherwise I'd be scared myself. Was I really doing that? And, you know, I could say something weird. I won't. Right, hate of the week. Come on, Ben.
Well, on that as well, like, you know, when you get these pre-fight matches, and it's going all WWF now, isn't it? All this sort of, like, you know, the eggs and the overacting and overselling and stuff. But on, actually, well, on wrestling,
I bet they loved it, though, for the sales.
Well, yeah, but on wrestling, though, so I try watching it these days. I think it's just unwatchable. There's so many breaks, adverts, everything. He loves his wrestling, so I'm there watching Raw with him.
I won't take the piss out of wrestling.
Yeah. I'm like, how the hell do Americans watch sport? Everything's break.
We've started this pod about men in spandex.
Yeah, it's true that, isn't it?
That's Alan Partridge, little video thing in my head there. Hate of the week?
Nothing really.
Is it Partridge not getting the third series?
The rain the other night.
It was so bad.
Biblical.
Oh, can I just say it as well, though? I thought I was the worst keeper to ever grace the turf at Old Trafford, but I think Onana's giving me a run for his money, you know?
I don't want to kick a man when he's down, but some of the goals are really weird. Like, what? He doesn't do things that goalies do. They're not just like, they're not mistakes which other goalies make, like the Leeds one the other week.
Or the very start.
It's really odd that, you know, he's got over, like, jumping over the ball. Yeah. So now, like, jumping at a ball that isn't there. Yeah. It's like, or shouldn't you be a bit that way? I don't know, really.
I wouldn't be surprised if they try and.
Yeah, but we won't. Who could we get in line? And we won't get much money for it.
De Gea's going on a free in the summer.
The other thing on the note is how social media and all that. Guess what? I picked Albert up from school, and there's a secondary school around. Guess what they were doing to each other? Lobbing eggs at each other. And I said, I hadn't seen that in years. They used to do that in my day.
It was like fight with eggs and flowers, wasn't it?
And last day of term. But I thought, that's... So you got Eubank and Ben to blame for that. And that makes me feel back here, the fight in the 90s. During the war. Right, okay. Cheers, everyone, for listening. We like doing these things. We're hopefully going to sell some mags today. Take care of yourselves. And Nick and Nathan, thanks for after. Back in the pub. Cheers, lads.
Hello, we're just, I'm quickly selling, and I'm, what's your name, sorry?
Emmanuel,
and you're from Chile?
Yeah, I'm from Chile.
So, this is your first time here?
First time in Old Trafford, yeah.
And tell me, are you excited? Tell me about how you feel.
I feel overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a one-in-a-kind experience. When I was in the Bishop's pub,
and
I wanted to cry, you know, like hearing the chants and everything. I was like very excited, and right now I'm going in because I want to take some pictures and stuff, and it's like it's an experience that it was my dream, really. It was my dream. And I'm so happy to.
So have you come over specifically for?
I was in Spain.
Okay.
And. So I was in Europe. I just said I have to come here and see United for the first time.
Amazing.
You know? And it has been an amazing experience, beautiful and one of a kind, really.
Perfect. How's it feel seeing it for the first time then?
Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I don't have any words to talk about it. The only thing that I can say is that the emotion overflows me, and I'm overwhelmed, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful to see all the people here, you know, united. I'm from Chile, so I don't have this every day, but I believe and I think that a lot of people here see United as a daily thing, you know, like part of their lives, like a lot of things of their life revolves around United, so it's beautiful, and I can't be more excited to be a little part of them, a little part of the team and the institution.
Do you think we'll win?
I hope so, man. I hope so. And if it doesn't, I don't really care. But
yeah,
but I hope they win. I have faith in them. They're going to, and I'm going to pull all my energy to them to win today. So.
Brilliant. Thanks for that. Right, I'm gonna go. So see you later. Bye.
A young Laura Reader, tell us your name.
Ben Kennedy.
Right, and how have you found this season?
Not very good, to be honest.
What's been the most disappointing aspect?
Probably just the overall game and just not being consistent. When you go to a game, you don't really know if you're going to win or if you're going to lose, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
So if you go to Ipswich, we drew earlier in the season. It's just...
Did you want Eric gone? Were you happy with that decision?
I was happy with it at the time, but now I think... With him winning the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup, I just think that, but he's better than Amorim.
What's given you doubts about Amorim then?
Well, I think I've given him, a couple of game weeks and stuff like that, and then you can say give him time, but he's had time and it's just gone downhill,
yeah,
to be honest.
Do you still enjoy your match days, though? What's the most important part of it?
Probably winning.
Going with family?
Yeah.
Do you like that? Where do you sit?
The opposite of Stretford End. Stretford End.
And what do you think about the atmosphere this season?
It's good, yeah.
Do you think it will be turned? Do you think you can turn it around? You got hopes for cups?
I've got hope for the Europa League. But I'm not 100% sure on the FA Cup because of all the teams that are in it. But I think we still could win some
prediction trophy. Today then?
3-1 United.
Right, there you go. So there's the hopeful optimist. Who's your favourite player?
Ahmad or Bruno.
Right, how old are you?
11.
Oh, very articulate, mate, for 11 year old. Sorry, I just swore then. Apologies about that. Right, keep the faith, mate, yeah? All right,
okay.
Cheers, lads. Thanks a lot.
Right, 1 minute, hang on. I think that's probably the biggest swig of Guinness I think I've probably taken in my life. None of this splitting the G nonsense. Just get it down, yeah. You and me are definitely... I have a very different... I have an idea that you and me are going to be on very different levels here of the FA Cup spectrum, but I am absolutely devastated. Devastated about that. But I'll come on to that. Should be an edit, really, to be fair. Anyway, Barney's put some quick thoughts together, so we'll just start with them, because I'm going to move on to Nathan first, and then I'll say something. Barney's put, it felt like Blood Thunder Cup Buzz was missing. I'm not really sure what that means, but anyway. We started okay and drifted again. Hoyland started harrying and then just stopped. It was okay first half, but that's what we do, and we rely on Bruno for something. When was the last good performance? Anfield. All the eggs are now in the Europa basket. We may as well start resting everyone for those. It worries me that we played with 10 men on Wednesday and 120 minutes today. We're tired in a very threadbare squad. Why did the defender take a penalty? Not really massively bothered about that, because Lindelof can kick a ball, you know, seen score winning penalties in the semi-finals, but still feel that we'll end up in Bilbao on Pinchas or whatever. I think he means Pinchas. And Nick, please tell my Rolo joke. So he said halfway through the first half, going, I don't feel like Yoro gets enough praise. I would give Yoro my last Rolo. And I was like, it's Rolo, it's not Rolo. Like, you just can't pronounce words properly, and it really irritates me. I'm sick of Barrett. I know you're going to listen. I'm sick of you saying Garnaccio. There's no E in his name. Where does the E come from? Anyway.
If you've not noticed, music's just come on.
Yeah, we haven't put that on, though. It's a fine track. Keep the faith, Reds. We're in a hole, and it's only going to get worse. The light, and then sometime, but... Barney really says that he likes Yoro. I'll tell you one thing, just as a quick positive, because there's not going to be many on this podcast, certainly not from me. Heaven looks like he's a great defender, by the way. He looks very good. Anyway, so it's just me and Nathan. We're in the PEV.
It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock on a fucking Sunday night.
We started selling 7 hours ago.
7 hours ago. This is ridiculous. This is just showing again that obviously people don't think of football fans. But if we fast forward to 2 weeks' time, in 2 weeks, it's going to be half time between us and Leicester. And that's another shit kickoff time on a Sunday. You know the FA Cup goes to extra time. why are you putting games on this late? And the trains are crap on the way back as well. And I know it was the same.
Barney
left on 79 minutes today because he couldn't get a cheaper train back. Again, there's just absolutely fucking ridiculous. And if Sir Jim thinks that he can sell out his 100,000 seat stadium, today was a damn improve. I know a lad today that had 7 spare tickets that he couldn't give away again for this. And that is echoing again what was done on Wednesday against Ipswich. I had 6 tickets that I was trying to find homes for. I couldn't give them away. I managed to start with 8, got rid of 2, couldn't get rid of the other 6 for 3. That is where we're at now at the moment.
Didn't want to be there today, and he only came because he had to, essentially.
Because he had to, yeah. It's ridiculous. And we're almost being held at ransom by the club because we know that we might not meet the threshold. And, well, that's by the by. Everyone knows the ins and outs of how bad that was. But I just want to reiterate again, I am genuinely absolutely devastated. And for me, you're going to disagree with this again, I am genuinely putting that down to Ruben Amorim today again as well, because he cannot start putting Garnacho on the bench. Whatever's gone on this week, he took him off on Wednesday night. He should have started him today. He's the only player, maybe other than Bruno, when he can be asked, that gets me form of excited and gets me out of my seat. And we look so much better when he came on. Yeah. It is genuinely ridiculous and mind-blowing why he wants to persist with Xerxes and Højlund when he knows it doesn't work. That's not suddenly going to click. That is what it is. That is not getting any better. Yeah. And the fact that he's not putting him on there is down to him. It is nothing else than that. I don't know if Maguire was injured, but if he wasn't injured and taking him off was weird. Taking Yoro off, didn't look injured, was weird. Yeah. The substitution of Ugarte was absolutely, genuinely baffling. Yeah. His decision-making gives me no faith for the future. Yeah, and we've seen enough of him now. I'm not giving it, oh, he's not had long enough. He's been here 6 months nearly, it feels like now. This is genuine, 5 months. This is a long time to have been here for, where he's playing week in, week out with these players. It's not getting any better. It will not get better next season. And I'm genuinely fucking gutted. All the eggs, as Barney says, are in that Europa League basket, and we're not going to beat Sociedad.
No.
We're not going to beat them.
No.
And we're going to limp over the line. And if you think that it's bad now, it's going to be bad when we're out of the Europa League.
Time.
In 2 weeks' time, it is going to be really fucking bad. And you've got to sit there against Wolves at home, and it's a 3 o'clock kickoff, and the game means nothing. It's going to be really, really, really bad. And there's going to be more empty seats. There's going to be more tickets that can't get me resold on for 66 quid. This is going to be interesting now. That season ticket email needed to have been sent today for them to get on the back of it. And we've not won that game. And that might have came out of Jim's fault that we've not won the game and all the rest of it. But he's waiting to send that email out again, which maybe you should have sent out on Wednesday after a win. But again today, it's just shows you that it's going to keep waiting and waiting and waiting until we can find a win before he's going to send it out again. I genuinely don't know where the next win is coming from, and that sounds awful, but I don't know where it's coming from. Unless we've got Southampton at home again, unless we've got Ipswich at home again, which we don't, unless we've got Leicester at home again, fucking hell, we played them already 3 times this season. We can't play them at home again, surely not. You know, so they're the only teams that I look like we feel that we're going to be able to beat at the moment. Fulham have got nothing going forward, going forward, and you can't beat them. I'm sorry, Ruben Amorim, I don't like you. You seem lovely, but you're not good enough. There you go. There's my early thoughts for you. Talk me through the game. Talk from the start.
I thought we started all right, to be fair. I think we seem to be pressing well high up the pitch. I thought, you know, we were doing well in terms of that, but like you say, we've just not got any actual striking outlet, and it felt like we gave the ball away so many times. It was ridiculous, the number, especially in that first half, the number of times we gave it away. And I just kept saying to the lad next to me, it was just like, we were just lucky that they were also shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then, you know, they scored a goal that was poor from us defensively.
Masrawa gets dropped for that, doesn't he? Really?
And, you know what? I really, really, I know I've said it for a long time, I just don't like Unana.
Today.
No, because the amount of time wasting, the time wasting he was making. But then, like, because it was in the second half, like towards the end of the game, and it was obviously the end where I am, and it's like he was reacting to the crowd getting on his back, and it's like, mate, fuck off,
fuck off. Like, I don't understand, like, where... But I even, like, looked over at the manager to see if it was, like, hit.
Instructions.
But it wasn't, because he looked like he was frustrated with it as well. So it's like, what are you playing at? Why? It was literally killing time as if... It was literally wasting... I don't get it. What are you doing?
I don't get it, no. You're absolutely right. Time wasted onto Fulham is
A new one. When we weren't winning.
Yeah. But I said this before to Barney a couple of weeks ago. I was like, we play like we're 1-0 up. Even if we're 1-0 down or 2-0 down. We play like we're 1-0 up. We're trying to see a game out all the time. There's no urgency.
Like I say, there's...
You get to extra time. There's no urgency. Nobody passes a ball quickly forward. Xerxes was absolutely dead on his feet and couldn't hold it up.
Well, that's what, like Barney said, I'm worried about... Even more worried about Thursday now because everyone's going to be fucked. Do you know what I mean? Like,
this has been an absolutely brutal week.
The substitutions were odd. I don't like. If you'd have asked me just before we made them subs, who were our two best players on the pitch, I would have said Yoro and Ugarte. I generally would have said that. So I really don't. Obviously that is on the manager. I don't understand his thinking behind that. Like I say, the two young lads, like that Heaven, he looked comfortable.
I thought it was brilliant. He looked comfortable.
And then the young striker, he was dealing with scraps, wasn't he? There was a couple of times where it just bounced off him, and it's like. Yeah, I think the game changed, like you say, when Garnacho came on. It looked like we did have an actual threat. And yeah, I don't know. It's just disappointing, isn't it? Just like you say, it's all down to the Europa now, and I just don't see us progressing in that. So like you say, in 2 weeks' time, so what will that be? Mid-March. And there'll be nothing for the last two months of the season. There'll be nothing to.
And we've been there before, haven't we? Though over the last few years, like you know, it's been we've had some absolute whimpers out, haven't we, for 7 or 8 weeks of the season. So this isn't new. But I'm going to stand and die on this hill.
No, but I don't think it'll have been that early. Like that's if we do get knocked out. I don't think it'll have been that early.
Yeah, it has been. I feel like it has been.
Well, last season, obviously, we were in the fact we got to.
We had a better manager. And
no, but we had something to play for until the end.
He was one of our best players in Garnacho, week in, week out. We wouldn't have lost that today if Eric was in charge, and I'll die on that hill. I really would do. And as much as people can say it, we're going backwards. I don't see us progressing again. I said this before again. Don't see us progressing again. And today was another living, breathing example of that. He might maybe get a striker in the summer. Isn't probably going to be replacing that and replacing the goalkeeper. There's going to be issues that are going to be there. This suddenly isn't going to get better overnight. He needs to make these players better, and he isn't doing so. He was brought in to make this squad better, and it's continuously going backwards week in, week out. And I don't want to watch it anymore. And extra time today was just...
Like Barney put in the group, didn't he, saying what was the atmosphere like at the end? And that, like, obviously, I was waiting at the entrance, like the exit to the concourse, like as the penalties were being taken, so I could get out straight away. But it didn't feel like there was boo. It just felt, and maybe I'm wrong, but it just felt indifferent. Like it was just an acceptance. There wasn't. It didn't feel angry, or do you know what I mean? No, I know, but the stadium as a whole, it didn't feel like that.
It didn't feel like that. I said, you know, before, I feel like he was really all in for that. You know, we always go to Wembley, and as I said, we always been winning the trophy these last couple of years. Always been getting to finals as well. And again, honestly, this whole Amarin thing is really, really getting me down now at the moment. The whole season ticket thing for next year, I still don't know if I'm renewing or not, depending on what the prices are going to be. I spoke to some people outside who are more in the know than us at Red News are. And again, rumours still circulating of around between 15 to 20% rises. It's so damning, though, really. It's just... There's nothing really to really hang your hat on and be semi-positive about. So we've got to get past Sociedad. Yeah. Even if you get past them, it's Leon in the next round.
Probably.
You're thinking, you know, because probably realistically going to beat Bucharest out because they're not great. But as Barney said, you know, the last good performance that we had, where was it? Was it Anfield? Maybe the second half in Bucharest was pretty good, but that's a lesser opposition. I'm so flat and miserable with it all. And again, you know, Mag sales again today weren't great. You know, we've come back with... I think about 30 in that bag that are still left. And it was, you know, it didn't rain. That's a positive, it didn't rain. But it just...
I don't know. Well, that's the thing, we've got Thursday and then we've got Arsenal. So, you know, that's going to be fun.
Not bothered about next Sunday. We're more bothered because we're going to be coming in here next Sunday again, aren't we, really, afterwards. But if we get beat on Thursday, you know, and get beat badly as well, which we could do, you know, we could lose easily.
How are they doing? I don't know how they're doing.
They're in the bottom half as well. But, you know, just they don't need to be doing well to beat us. They just need someone to come up with
the ball. We just can't score. That's the...
We had chances, though, today. And I feel like there was a lot of chances towards the end. We kept going. The attitude of the players was good.
Yeah.
But the quality is just not there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know I've called Bruno out again, but he's okay today. I mean, people are lauding him on social media like he's fucking, I don't know, Pele or something. I mean, he was okay, give the ball away. He gave the ball away so much today.
He looks good because everyone else around him is so bad.
He's so bad, yeah. Like, you know, if you put him in a Pete Man United side in that 08 team, he wouldn't be in the top five best players in the team. So
would he make the team?
I don't know if he's going to make it over Scholes, Carrick, you know, but that's the thing. So we've got to stop using this recency bias, and because he's probably our best player and he does bail us out, and he did bail us out a little bit today, it doesn't mean that he's good. And the thing is, people saying that he deserves better than this, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, and, you know, maybe we should try and cash in. I said this before, I still think we should cash in and try and get some money for him, because he's one of the only players that we can afford to get rid of. We're not winning with him. I don't think he's particularly a great captain. I know I'm going in hard on him after the performance, but there's many others in the squad as well. I mean, Dallow obviously needs to go. Can't watch him anymore. Like, shouldn't be Hammer shouldn't be playing him in that left wing back position or wherever it is. That's where Garnacho should be. Shouldn't be playing and five defenders on the pitch at Fulham at all. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I'm sick of him. I don't like him, Nathan, and I don't sit there and advocate for managers to go. Certainly not this early, but he's not impressing me, and it's getting worse. And I feel like it's going to get even more worse than what this is, because when the players realise that there's nothing to play for other than Europa, it will get really bad for them.
Oh yeah, it's going to be an awful couple of months. It is, and it's not going to be helped by everything that's going on off the pitch as well. So
a very funny tweet though, which I think we should mention, which is Reece Jim will be really happy. He doesn't need to turn the floodlights on for the next round of the FA Cup. He'll be happy about that one. Tight bastard. Also, here's one for you. I'd love to know this because you sit in the north stand. Has he turned the hot water off in the toilets?
Because
it was cold. Because it was cold. I would like everyone listening to this to do their own research. Because it was fucking cold again today. It was cold the last home game, and it's cold again today. There's no warm water in those toilets. I just want to know if it's maybe our toilet or if this is ground wide. Because in K-Stan, it was cold. Tight fuck, Jim. You tight bastard.
You Brexit cunt.
Yeah, Brexit wanker.
There was some good anti-glazer and
this is the thing I wanted to mention
again.
That needs to happen on the 66th minute every single game. Why is it not happening on the 66th minute? It should be every home game, 66th minute. Fuck you, Jim Ratcliffe, you know you're a cunt and all the rest of it. That's what should be on the 66th minute. For an entire minute the ground stands up and sings it. We've got to do something. And fair play, we didn't pick up on this on Wednesday night. I didn't pick up it on Wednesday night at the time because it's at the other side of the ground to me. But the guy that ran onto the pitch at the end of the Ipswich game wearing a green and gold scarf doing a Glazers Out protest, that's what he was doing.
I don't think he was. That's apparently what it was. I was down in that corner. It wasn't. So, he had his phone out. He was trying to get a picture with Dallow.
Of all the players.
Because he was taking a throw in.
Of all the players.
Imagine being banned for life for trying to get a picture. You deserve to be banned for life.
But I heard online that it was a Glazers Out protest, and he was encouraging others to join in.
I don't know about that. So I'm not sure about that.
You've got a better view. We'll go off.
I'm not sure. I'd like to think so, but it looked like he was just trying to get a picture with him. But
do you know what the kicker is? Do you know what the worst thing is about all of this? We're not even in San Sebastian for Pinchos on Thursday.
Bridges of pints. I would love to be in San Sebastian this week. But yeah, I think Anything else to say? Have you got any hates that all, other than everything and not being in San Sebastian?
Maric Garnacho will take a penalty.
Was he down to take the last one?
Well, we used our five, didn't we? We took five penalties.
Oh, did we? Oh, yeah, of course, sorry.
We took five penalties.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
People are criticising saying you shouldn't let Xerxes take a penalty. You could go, well, he's too tired, fair enough. But he scored the winner at Arsenal, didn't he? In the round before.
And yeah, I've not got an issue with Lindelof doing it.
But I have got an issue with Garnacho not wanting to step up, because if he puts his name out there, he would be in the top five.
Yeah.
And that's him shitting out of it. Whether that's his confidence shot because of the manager or hammering grr. You know what I mean? It's,
or him just... Yeah,
because he does care. You can see by his attitude when he comes on and things. But so worn out of it. Today's really got me. I don't even know. I had loads to say before, and I was thinking, oh, I could be really positive about this game, and we've had loads of chances, and we've created a lot, and you know.
It didn't feel like we had a lot of actual chances, though.
Did it towards the end.
Not like you're not half chances. Chances. Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I said that the other week. It's like half it and
shows
quarter
like
chances.
Real quality up front, don't we?
Like, I don't feel like the keeper had to make any proper saves. Right. On that note,
we got hate in the week. You're gonna hate in the week.
Unana.
Unana.
Onana.
Unana.
Unana. Unana. How would you say it?
Onana.
Onana. Onana.
Onana.
Onana. Onana.
Let's ask him.
Andre Unana. Right, on that note, I'm going to go and buy another pint.
Right. Might need more than that.
I'm off tomorrow. That's nice.
Oh, fuck off.
That's my love of the week, is I'm off work tomorrow. Going to go and spend the day at the allotment and forget about football.
We better win on Thursday because it's my birthday. So, I hope you hear that. Shit bastards, I hope they hear that.
Right. Goodbye, everyone. Glory, glory, Man United. And to the regiment. And
there's no glory.
Right. No glory. 20 minutes, we've done...